Hachette Audio presents Guide Me Home, written by Attica Locke, read by J.D. Jackson. For every mother whose child knows only half the story, I know I was done wrong. I've got to keep on singing my song. Lord, I know I done wrong. I want you to guide me home. Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton. Nacogdoches County. The tracks were long gone, but if you knew where to look, how to set your foot just so, you could feel history beneath your feet. The ghost of an old railroad tie. The slim rise of land where the earth had grown over an abandoned tram line. Evidence of a logging camp that had thrived in these woods over a century ago. Ray towed the rubber nose of his airwalk sneakers into the damp carpet of sweet gum and tupelo leaves at his feet, overlaid with fallen pine needles, slick and rust red beneath a braided canopy of tree branches. Lingering drops from a light morning shower fell from the leaves, landing, crystalline and cool, in the black curls at the base of Ray's skull, dampening the collar of the company-issued pullover he'd borrowed from his dad when he left home. Home. The word had started to bite since he made his decision. He hadn't told his parents. Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe it was better to just leave. Be a memory by the time his mother flipped on the light switch tomorrow morning in the room he shared with his little brother. He hadn't told anyone but Sarah that he was thinking of just taking off. And he wasn't sure she'd believed him. She certainly hadn't bothered to reach out to say goodbye. They hadn't spoken in days, in fact. It had been warm when he started his walk. Hike always sounded so white. K-hike? His stepfather had said, the first time Ray had ventured from their new town, back when he thought it fate that the family had landed near a national forest. But he brought an extra layer with him anyway. There were pockets of the woods that were so tucked away, so walled off by trees, as to be crypt-like, quiet, and oddly cold. This state could be weird like that. Contrary. Of all the places they'd lived, he found this one to be the most frustrating to his sense of order in the natural.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?